It's here and now. We don't know how they figure this out, but apparently every day an estimated 1.6 billion cups of coffee are sipped around the world. Tea consumption is right up there, too. Of course, some is decaf, but much caffeinated, and people, of course, drink it for a pick-me-up. But there's a new study out this week that claims caffeine may enhance memory. We'll skip the jokes in which I can't remember her name and bring in NPR's food and health correspondent Allison Aubrey. Allison, first, quick overview. You know, just a while back we were told to be aware of the effects of caffeine.
That's right.
Now it seems things have changed.
Yeah, well, a lot has changed. Back in the 1970s, 1980s, when researchers started asking people about their caffeine habits and tracking how it seemed to influence their health, there seemed to be, you know, some risks associated with drinking coffee, including the risk of the belief that it might increase the risk of heart disease. But as it turns out, back in that era, people who consumed a lot of coffee also had another habit. They were smokers. Ah. And in fact, these two habits went so hand in hand, if you will, that researchers had a very tough time disentangling them. But flash forward 25 years, and as scientists have now been able to evaluate coffee habits and so many people who don't smoke, a very different picture has emerged.
Well, we're going to get to the memory part, but tick off some of the recent studies that have the health benefits of caffeine.
Sure. Well, there's sort of two stories here. Coffee contains many more compounds than just caffeine. It looks as if there's a lot of bioactive compounds that can be beneficial. So when we're talking about the health benefits of coffee, it's not necessarily just the caffeine. For instance, there was a huge study published in the American Heart Association journal Stroke. It found among a group of some 80,000 men and women that a daily coffee habit or caffeine habit did cut the risk of stroke. For coffee drinkers, just one cup of coffee was associated with a 20% reduced risk of stroke. And for green tea drinkers, it took about four cups of tea to get that same reduced risk. There have been other studies, a whole host of them, showing that coffee can help control blood sugar, reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes. And there are some hints, though this is not as well established, that a lifelong coffee habit may decrease the risk of dementia.
Okay, and this is where I jump in to say, be sure and talk to your doctor before you decide to throw back cups of coffee. You know, you might have other issues.
That's right. And of course, moderation, we should point out. You know, people get jitters after about 400 milligrams, right?
Facial tics. But that whole idea of improving memory in about a minute here, what do they find?
Well, this is a study that looks specifically at caffeine. The participants were not drinking coffee. They were actually given caffeine tablets. And the researchers wanted to see if the caffeine would influence memory or the ability to remember certain details 24 hours after a memory was made. So what they did was they showed participants a whole bunch of images and then gave them either a placebo pill or a caffeine tablet, about 200 milligrams of caffeine, which is about the equivalent of a big cup of coffee. And then the next day they presented another set of images. And what the researchers found is that the people who got the caffeine tablets did significantly better at spotting new images that were only slightly different from pictures they'd seen the day before. So really what this study is suggesting is that caffeine can heighten attentional focus at a time that a memory is being made and may help consolidate memories.
Okay, well, but the side effects may be you're sweating like a pig and again have a facial tic.
That's right. So that's why it's always important to point out that consume it in moderation. Right. Of course, there are big differences in how well someone tolerates caffeine.
NPR food and health correspondent Allison Aubrey, thanks as always.
All right. Thank you. Take care.